Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Tom Odie on February 24th, 2019, the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Tom.
It's nice to be with you today. I hope Father Eric, wherever he's at, is in good spirits today. I don't know where he's at. I can't keep track of him. Today I'd like to talk about the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And how God might be asking us to go a little bit beyond that. The natural part of me wants to treat everyone the way they treat me. Treat me snotty, and I'll treat you snotty right back. But the spiritual part of me says, probably this person is having a bad day, or they had a troubled upbringing. Why don't I cut them some slack and respond positively? After all, that is the way I would want others to treat me. I think God has a special thing in mind with Jesus' words that we hear today. I've heard various bogus interpretations of the golden rule. One is, he who has the gold makes the rule. A lot of people nowadays seem to have a twisted idea which goes something like this. Forget about the rules, go for the gold. The first reading today is very instructive for us. David, before he becomes king, is pursued by King Saul, who is possessed and wants to kill him. In fact, Saul has already made attempts on David's life. That's why he had to flee. When David has the opportunity to kill his aggressor, he passes up the chance and thus showed his magnanimity. He was generous and would not kill the anointed of the Lord. Saul would eventually disobey God and consult a witch to summon up the spirit of the dead prophet Samuel, who told him, "You're going to die," which in fact happened. Saul was wounded in battle, and rather than let the enemy take him, he fell on his own sword. David, even though he was a sinner, always maintained a good relationship with God and was always blessed because he was generous. The happiest people I know are the most generous. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. You see, the world proposes selfishness as a path to happiness. God proposes generosity as a path to happiness. Selfish people always seem restless and discontented. Their happiness is dependent on external things, external circumstances. But for generous people, their happiness is dependent on things that are internal, not in getting their own way or getting all they want. Their happiness springs from within. Their happiness is rooted in the life of God that lives within them, the Holy Spirit who is at work. They know where they want to go, and they're working hard to get there. They know they're children of God, and they know they want to go to heaven. It's said that Einstein was very much respected at Princeton, and one day he was on a train from New York City back to Princeton. The conductor came through and was punching all the tickets. When he got to Einstein couldn't find his ticket. He checked his pockets and his briefcase at sight of him. Finally, the conductor said, "Dr. Einstein, we know who you are. I'm sure that you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it." The conductor moved on, kept punching tickets until he got to the door for the next car. And he turned around and he saw Einstein crawling on the floor looking for his ticket. The conductor went back to assure Dr. Einstein, and he said, "Dr. Einstein, we all know who you are. So forget about the ticket. Einstein looked up and said, I too know who I am, but what I don't know is where I'm going. You see, God is trying to direct us to where we are going. God is generous. Creation is generous. Free will is generous. Life is generous. Love is generous. All of Christ's miracles were generous. While God is inviting us to a joyful life of selfless generosity, the world tries to seduce us into an all-encompassing selfishness. God proposes gratitude. The world proposes discontent. God proposes trust. The world arouses fear. God proposes giving. The world promotes getting. God urges us to rely on divine providence. The world rallies behind self-determination. God appoints a steward. The world touts ownership. God invites us to look out for our neighbor. The world tells us, look out for yourself. Mother Teresa said, let us live simply so that others may simply live. Just think of this. Today, there are fewer than 4,000 Jews living in Poland. And yet, there are more than 6,000 descendants of the Jews that Oskar Schindler saved during World War II. The Bible says it is in giving that we receive. And even more so, it is by giving that we become. Sometimes when I'm praying, I think about all the money I spent on frivolous things that now clutter up my house, and I don't know what to do with them. And I think of all the time I spent being lazy on the sofa or in the recliner watching mindless TV. Fulton Sheen said, never measure your generosity by what you give, but rather by what you have left. I found that people who know they are loved by God and they have the confidence to reach out to others in love, even those who don't seem to deserve it. You see, the standard raised up by Jesus in his gospel is not just the golden rule. It is, be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. We go on to read, give, and gifts will be given to you, good measure, packed together, overflowing, and poured into your lap. Stop judging. Stop condemning. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. In other words, be holy and merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful and holy. Try to be the best version of yourselves. Recently, I was doing my taxes, which is always a kind of a penance. I feel like I'm going into purgatory every time I do my taxes. But one of the things I found out is that, well, not to brag, but I gave more to charity than I thought I had. And so I thought about it a little bit, and I said, Lord, is this too much, or is this not enough? And the Lord said, you're too concerned about tax deductions. Give it to whomever you want. That inspired me. I decided to, in my own mind, set up the Thomas Odie Foundation. The first day, I gave away $596. I was amazed. The person I gave the $500 took it so readily with a big smile, put it in a purse and said, I know exactly where I'm going to spend this. I got to get a ticket to Phoenix, Arizona. You just don't know what God is trying to do with us. But trying to be the best version of yourselves is actually what it means to be holy. One day, we'll all have to render an account. God's not going to look at my tax papers from 2018. He's going to look at when I responded to the Holy Spirit and was generous and merciful, as God is generous and merciful. May God bless you with an abundance. God is liberal in giving. If you give, the Bible says, more will be given to you, pressed down, overflowing into your lap. Let's let it come down. Let us reap the harvest of generosity and blessings that God can give. May God bless you all. Let us stand now to profess our faith and pray the words of our creed. I believe in one God, the Father.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.